AircheckDownloads.com. Letitia George.
Coventry and Warwickshire. And all the music you love. BBC. CWR. I just can't wait till Saturday.
This is Saturday. Saturday. Yes, that's right. It is Saturday morning and you're tuned in with me, Letitia George, taking you all the way through till 10 a.m. Happy Saturday. Happy Easter Saturday as well. How are you? It is 7 minutes past six and we have got so much to come on the show. Now, what I want to know, though, is are you ready for Easter? What's the plan, you know? Is there an Easter egg hunt? Are you going to try and get the kids out in the garden? Because let's be honest, the way that the weather was being so respectful yesterday, when with the lack of rain, thank you. Do you know what I mean? There was even some sun, thank you. Yes, it was fantastic. Give me more of that. And I'm hearing on the old grapevine, actually, that there's set to be a heat wave. And that's the kind of weather that I'm here for, okay? It's needed. I need to dry my washing outside rather than drying it in my house all the time. Do you know what I mean? The tumble dryer's broke, babes. But good morning. It is Easter Saturday and you've got a long weekend. So tell me, what is it that you're up to? I would absolutely love to hear from you. Give me your Saturday in a sentence. Absolutely do that. Just drop me a text. 81333. Start that message with CWR or give me a call. 0800 75 65 200. I'm going to let you know what I got up to yesterday very, very shortly. But first, let's have a bit of Tom Grennan. This is here on BBC CWR. Another brilliant tune there from Tom Grennan here on BBC CWR. And of course, Tom is coming home, as they say. He's coming home because he's got a gig at the HMV Empire in July. Who's going? Did you get tickets? Because they did go on sale, I want to say 2 days ago. I think it is. It definitely wasn't yesterday. 2 days ago they went on sale. And I'd love to know if you got tickets. Are you planning on going? Are you looking forward to it? Get in touch. Let me know. 81333. Start that message with CWR. Now, what toys did you love to play with as a child? You know, did you have a Barbie doll? Did you have the Ken doll? You know, perhaps maybe you had a dollhouse or a model railway. To be honest, I remember when I was a kid, I had this big cardboard box in the garden that was like my spaceship. It was one of the best things ever. And it's not like we didn't have toys. It was just, I'm a creative child. I was a creative child. I'm an adult now. I mean, I'm still as creative. But I remember I used to go and play in this box all the time with my sister. I'd be like, come, let's get in the spaceship. And then we'd go around the garden and it wouldn't be the garden anymore. It would be somewhere in space, like a planet. I'm going to tell you more about that afterwards because we used to play this game called Eat the World. And I'm going to tell you what about it. We used to play that for hours. Hours, my gosh. But the question is, do you still have any of the toys that you had as a child? Have you still got any now? Now, Ian Ward's passion was Scalextrics. Oh, I remember that. Never had any, but I remember it. I just think it was so cool. Now, in his 40s, he runs a community group which bring fellow slot car enthusiasts together over a bit of racing. And the BBC's Dan Bater has been to meet him.
AircheckDownloads.com.